Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This is The Rock yesterday on his Instagram page.
My wife Lauren, as well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I could tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. And for me personally, too, as well.
Yeah, that says a lot because the guy's had his head rattled about, and he said it's worse than any physical injury he's had. So, but closer to home, your son has tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, he was hanging with a teammate about 10 days ago, and that guy tested positive. So my kids had to be holed up in a hotel room and, like, food delivered to his door. He can't leave his hotel, and he's getting regularly tested. Well, they called him yesterday and said, yeah, you have COVID-19. Now, he told me, well, we'll talk about, he's going to join us actually later. So we'll get into that a little later on. But he said for him, it's just been minor flu-like symptoms, nothing really major. Yeah. So he's not overly concerned.
We should also be very clear here that your son lives in the United States.
Yeah, Grand Forks, North Dakota. Yeah, okay. He's not anywhere around us. Right. I would say this, though. It's different for different people, different ages, different, like, and the thing, I'm not so, like, as a father who can't be with his kid and look after him, it's a little unsettling. What I'm nervous about is this. We don't know the ramifications after, down the line.
Long term,
right, like kidneys, lungs, heart, any of that type of stuff. That's where my concern lies, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully he just stays in a little bit and
Here's the thing, video games. He only has to stay quarantined now till the Sunday, because that's when his 2 weeks are up, and then he can go out and do his business, because he is they say his immunity, once you get it,
and this is the American CDC,
that's what they're saying, right? Your immunity is for 3 months, so you're immune to it.
But again, that's American CDC, right? So we need to be clear that we're under different regulations here, but no, I mean, that's good, I guess. Maybe that he can go about it for 3 months.
We both acknowledge that it's not really, nobody really knows.
No. No, I mean, still wear a mask and stuff.
Yeah. And watch what you do.
Anyway, it's also been announced, too, by the premier yesterday. He's strongly encouraging you stay within the provincial boundaries this long weekend. So don't be going, unless it's for essential travel, you're to try and stay away from Alberta, Manitoba, or even just going anywhere by air right now, because our numbers are so low and their numbers are starting to spike again. And also, we're headed into the school year now, and we're trying to, you know, keep those numbers low as the kids head back. So, I mean, if people have plans to go somewhere this weekend, they're still going to go, right?
Yeah, just be smart. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and social distance.
And go to Hooters.
Hooters, I mean, is good. I mean, Hooters.
We don't have one here.
I mean.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So council yesterday sat down and passed a resolution now to legally license body rub parlors in the city. Now, I don't know the difference. The thing is, I know there's a difference between massage therapy and body rubs. I'm not sure if they've really clarified that, but body rub parlors are now going to be legal within the city as long as they're licensed. They also have to operate only in industrial areas, things like that, so they can't be near a school or a park. But we know what they are. Like, we do know what they are, correct?
Are they open during the day? Like, do they have daytime hours? I see their lights on at night when I'm driving into work here. Right. I don't see too many people walking in at 3 in the afternoon.
So there are some... some things I get from this. All right. So they're trying to protect the workers, because if they don't license these, then they're still going to operate, but they're just going to be, you know, underground, and then the workers won't receive benefits, they won't receive things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that, but it's so hilarious because this is such a weird province when you literally cannot go to a bar, have a beer, and see people naked.
Mm-hmm.
But body rub parlors are allowed? I mean, why are we splitting? We're really splitting hairs.
Yeah, now we're picking and choosing morals. I've always wanted to go to one.
Body rub parlor?
Not to get it done to me, but I'd like to go see what's on the other side of that door. That doesn't intrigue you at all? It doesn't intrigue you who's rubbing me down?
No.
It doesn't intrigue you what it looks like?
Nope.
It doesn't?
No, just makes me want to wash my hands. No way. No. I don't want to go check.
And good point. Do they follow COVID-19 regulations
that's
now?
That's the thing now. If they're licensed, they're going to have to, I guess, in order to keep their license.
Do they have to rub you down with gloves?
I have no idea what the ruling is on that.
I'll tell you one place I don't want. Like, I don't want to walk in to my favorite establishment at 3:30 in the morning and have that person wear a mask. That's the last place I want somebody wearing a mask.
Especially a clown mask.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, the experts are saying, because, you know, we all have this pandemic cooking fatigue and we get lazy with leftovers and stuff. But they're saying these are 5 foods you should never reheat in the microwave because it's not good when you reheat them in the microwave.
It's not good for you or just generally not appealing.
They don't hold up well. And I don't disagree with any of these.
Yeah.
They say pizza. If it's one or two slices, use it in a, like, reheat it in the oven for a bit.
Well, everybody's got their tricks on that, too, but why? Cold pizza's great. Like, what's wrong with cold pizza?
You said that, yeah.
It's good.
Fried chicken.
Again, cold. Cold.
I can't eat
fried chicken cold is fine.
No, I'll reheat KFC, but do it in an oven.
KFC is good stuff.
This one I 100% agree with because I've tried to save them before, especially my bachelor cheap days. French fries. You can't reheat fries.
No, you can't.
You can in a microwave, you can't. They're done.
If you don't even eat them in the first sitting, they're done. Because you can't have them cold.
100%.
Either.
You can't have them cold and you can't really reheat them again. No. Mm. Here's another one that's not good. If you have leftover spaghetti, you got to throw it back in with new spaghetti. And mix it all together. You can't reheat spaghetti in the microwave.
Or you got to have some sort of new sauce.
New sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But then you got to make the sauce again to throw it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you just can't reheat old
It gets
spaghetti.
Rubbery and it sticks together. And
I just had this one the other day and I... steak. You can't reheat steak in a microwave. You have to put it back on the barbecue.
God, no.
You have to put it back on the barbecue.
What I'll do is or if I do warm it up in the microwave, I'll warm it up and I'll cut it up and put it in like a wrap or something, right? Like you can't just eat it again because it cooks it again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your medium rare steak is now well done and it's it's garbage. It's hot garbage.
And it's funny, this one food here, I put air quotes around it, food. But like you put KD in the microwave, like the little bowls, the quick heat bowls.
Sure.
They're great. Like they're okay. Okay. Yeah. But you
especially if you're a toddler.
Right, right. But you try to reheat
a grown man eating those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. If you're in radio and going through a divorce, that's like a treat. Anyway, you can't reheat that though. It tastes crappy the second time around.
Well, yeah. It tastes like crap the first time around.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Guy in Lincoln, Nebraska got in front of city council and really jazzed up those boring city council meetings because he gave an impassioned speech on why the city should ban the term boneless wings at its restaurants. Here's what he had to say. Yeah.
I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts. Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious.
Thank you. And welcome back. I would like to just comment here.
What a great speech.
For the record.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, and he's totally correct.
Absolutely.
100% correct.
They're chicken tenders.
They're not boneless wings. Yeah. There's no such thing as a boneless wing.
Yeah.
Now, here's the great debate. Drumstick or flat? Now, that's what they call those. They're the flats, right? Everything that's the actual wing.
Yeah.
So what do you have? What do you like more? The drumstick, the drum, or the flat?
Flat.
Really?
I'm a flat guy. I don't see. I'm not a wing guy. I'll always go boneless wings. You know why?
No, you mean chicken tenders.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because this is why. I always get mocked for leaving too much
meat on the bone.
Yeah, my dad was all over me the other night when we went out for my birthday supper. He's like, you order wings and you don't even eat all the wings.
Yeah.
Then he grabs them and starts eating them.
Sure, you got to finish them. Somebody's got to do it, especially in these times of COVID.
Yeah, COVID times, he reaches across and finishes off my wing.
Well, you can't leave meat on him. No, really, the drumstick is the way to go. The flat is just annoying.
Dad, what are you doing? I said that to him. He goes, I had you. Why do you think we're celebrating? Because what are you worried about? I'm your dad.
The dad tax does not go away.
It does.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What?
Well, Dr. Tam, I mean, I don't really pay attention to what she says. That's my own opinion. Yesterday, her big advice was, you're supposed to have sex with a mask on.
Yeah, that's...
Now, if you're having sex with a hooker or somebody you picked up on Tinder...
Right.
I mean, I slightly get it because you don't know that person, okay? But... Part of the whole attraction thing is seeing their face.
Well, it depends.
Well, generally it is, okay? I mean, otherwise you wouldn't swipe to, like, if they weren't good looking, you...
Right.
But here's
I'm
the
walking
thing.
Around looking like Gilbert Gottfried, so maybe not so much.
So I share a kitchen, a bathroom, a bedroom with this person that I'm living with. But when we have sex, I have to wear a mask. That might be one of the dumbest pieces of advice I've ever heard from anybody. Where did she get her medical degree? From a Cracker Jack box?
But here's the thing. I tend to agree with a lot of the things she says.
Mm.
All right? And it doesn't matter if I agree with them or not. She's a leading medical person in our country, so I should listen to... I know, you're sitting over there with your arms crossed.
Anyway.
But we should generally be listening to her advice. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't know how she tries to maintain credibility and comes out with something like this. Like, you come out with something laughable.
Laughable's a good word.
And yet we're supposed to listen to you for other medical advice.
Yeah.
This is... It's a bad move.
The same lady that told us it wouldn't be that big a deal at the start. That's exactly what she said.
Well, but a lot of people thought it wouldn't be that big of a deal at the start. Yeah. A lot of people were thinking that.
Yeah. Anybody that tells me that I can't have sex with my significant other without a mask on?
Yeah. Again, back to the clown masks, too. Is that what this is about? Or a gimp mask going full Pulp Fiction?
Well, a clown mask would be appropriate because it is a clown show.
Yeah, well, your choice of music is a little...
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So 2020 has been the crappiest year in my lifetime.
It's been a tough one.
Like, in all of society.
Sure,
across the
worldwide,
board, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna nominate this guy for the crappiest person in the crappiest year.
Wow, that takes a lot.
Well, you'd be the judge. A guy in Arizona named Chris Nelson was already facing fraud charges for pretending to have cancer to get people to give him money.
Oh, boy.
So he was released before his trial, his pretrial release.
Mm.
He did the same thing again. I mean, he switched it up. He pretended to have ALS. So now he's facing more charges, and his wife is in trouble, too. One of his victims was a mechanic who agreed to fix his old truck for free because guy had ALS, only he didn't.
Ugh.
And he beat cancer, fake cancer, too.
I think there's only one punishment that's fitting for this man.
And H-E double hockey sticks.
But let's send him there a little quicker. So I think what we should do is we should have him hack darts in a tanning machine until he actually gets cancer. All right?
He can't leave.
And he cannot leave. That's his punishment. His punishment is actually getting cancer. That's the only way I can see this.
I like that idea. Hacking darts and a tanning machine.
Got to get creative.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
Okay, I'll start this one off. My husband, this is from Kelsey. My husband refuses to buy generic brand anything. I say he's wasting money. Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm okay with generic brand stuff unless it's like toilet paper. You don't You don't cheap out on toilet paper.
Well, Kirkland toilet paper is what we use. That's generic, right?
Is that generic?
Sure.
I thought generic's like compliments.
Kirkland is the generic version for Costco. Correct?
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'm fine with that. I do not tolerate generic brand soda.
That will not fly.
It's got to be name brand.
No, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I don't have a Ryan RC Cola.
Ugh.
I have a Ryan Coke.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, guys, what's your go-to board game?
Ooh.
Crokinole.
I don't know if I consider that a board
it's
game.
It's on a board.
I suppose.
It's a game.
Cards. I like Monopoly if I'm playing with the right people.
Still never played a game of that.
Yeah, I know. If everyone's uptight, you don't want to play Monopoly. It can get very tense.
Is there a Canadian version of Monopoly?
I'm sure. Life as well.
Life. Operation was good.
Yeah, it's good, but I'm a little too shaky for it. And you know what? If I want anxiety, I'll just live life. I don't need to play a board game.
Yeah.
That board game is all about anxiety.
Yeah, true.
Darren's asking this. I need a signature dance move. What should it be?
Sprinkler.
That's the thing with guys like you and I. We're probably the wrong ones to ask.
I do the snowball dance.
I simply do a sway side to side.
Yeah, snowball
dance. That's kind of what I do. I try, as long as my hands aren't in my pockets, I think I'm doing pretty good. I try not to do the finger snaps. The finger snaps is pretty cheesy and chachi. Ballsy's a finger snap guy, as you can tell, so...
No, I agree.
I try not to do it.
I do the sway side to side, and my arms are, like, around my lady, like a snowball dance.
Well, that's a slow dance.
Yeah.
Slow dance is easy. Slow dance is super easy. I'm talking, like, if all of a sudden B-52's Love Shack comes on, what are you doing?
Oh, God. And
running out of the room.
This is from Scott. Hey, Chad, you're talking about getting back to the gym, guys.
Yeah.
What's your favorite exercise at the gym?
Oh, God. We're going to get all bro-y and douchey like this?
Well, no, do you have one you like to do?
No. I don't like to do any of them. That's why it's a pain in the ass to go. I don't like doing that.
I want you to Google this because I don't have enough time to describe it, but it involves downward dog to start, and it's called the Hindu push-ups.
I've done those. Yeah.
Those,
they suck.
They're great. I love them.
Yeah, you sweat.
You sweat. If you can do 10, you've done well.
Yeah, I don't like doing them, but I have done them.
You slither down to the ground like you're almost going to touch it like a snake, and then you come up.
There's one move when you're like working out, when you're lifting weights and you're doing a try. It's called a skull crusher. Have you ever done those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like doing them just because they're called skull crushers and I feel real tough like Rambo when I do them. When really.
Well, you better.
They're called skull crushers because if your hands slip, you will literally crush your skull.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So yesterday I hear you were given some scary news.
Yeah, my son Ethan got diagnosed with COVID-19, which is a little unsettling when he's across the border and I can't go see him in North Dakota there.
Well, let's put your mind at ease. Let's give Ethan a call, shall we?
Okay.
Let's see what he's up to.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Ethan, you still in bed or what?
I am.
Yeah? Is it because you're sick or lazy?
I think a combination of both.
How you feeling?
I just want to start off and say that I'm honored to be on the not only best morning show but best radio show in all of Saskatchewan for the second time in 2 months.
Yeah, he knows where the money comes from.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Chad, I told you didn't have to worry about your job.
Yeah, well, don't worry, I'm okay. I think I'm gonna survive. I wasn't worried about it. God, Ethan, I was hoping you'd take it.
Let's just hope I survive these next couple of days.
Oh, God, don't be saying that. So you're diagnosed. You've been diagnosed with COVID-19. How are you feeling?
The last couple of days, it felt like I kind of have a cold. I woke up this morning with a sore throat again and a stuffed up nose. But other than that, it hasn't been crazy. I definitely noticed the fatigue a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from sitting in a hotel for 9 straight days and not going outside, but yeah, it's been okay.
So do we have to quarantine now for another 2 weeks, or like can you get out on Sunday as we thought you were going to get out?
I'm not totally sure yet. The nurse called me yesterday and informed me about everything. As you said, right now, if my symptoms start to go away, I can still leave on Sunday, but then it's kind of going to be up to what happens on Saturday, so we'll see.
You're making me scared. You sound like you're getting worse, man.
No, I don't know. Yesterday was probably my cough. I had a cough at the start of the week. It went away. Now it's kind of more so just a sore throat and stuffy/runny nose. So I don't know. I feel like the last couple of days have gotten worse, but I think it might be kind of on the back end of it now.
Ballsy's son, Ethan Ball, joining us. He's down in the U.S. going to university. You know, it's not even fair, man, because I remember when I started college, yes, I went to college for this lousy career. I remember the only tests I was getting were STD tests, and now you have to go for these COVID-19 tests all the time. I mean, you don't even get to go out and party.
I know. I was excited to get out, meet new people, meet new girls and stuff, and now I'm...
Yeah.
Haven't seen a human being in about 10 days, so it's been tough.
Yeah, the soccer girls are right across the hall from you, and they got sent home.
I know, we hung out one night. I got some Snapchats, and then they got sent back home to California and Denver. So it was tough. The only lady I've seen in the last 2 days is the one that takes out the garbage across the my room. So it hasn't been fun.
Well, hey Ethan, get well, okay?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
As your father, I'm actually kind of happy that that's the only lady you've seen in a while.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, talk to you later, Ethan.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.